chances are you played last week's Powerball game, and odds are you did not win the more than $1 billion jackpot. Well, I didn't either. But here's a sure thing. We're playing the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Did you buy a lottery ticket?
I thought about it, which is saying something because I've never bought one before. But honestly, I don't know what I would do with $1 billion. I don't know that that would make me a happier person. What about you?
I don't know if you heard this, but NPR's CEO Yarrow Mohn actually bought every full-time permanent employee of NPR a lottery ticket.
Huh.
He sprung for this out of his own pocket. But so I had that lottery ticket, and I have to admit, it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun to just, you know...
That's
dream for a minute
it,
on my commute on the way home.
Yeah.
That was about it, though. Okay, so let's play the puzzle. Remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Sandy Weiss of Chicago. I said, name a unit of measurement, remove two consecutive letters, and the letters that remain can be rearranged to name what this measurement measures. What is it? Well, my answer was minute. Drop the NU and you can get the letters to make time. We also accepted hectare, H-E-C-T-A-R-E. It's a measurement of land. If you drop the EC, you can make earth. And there was an almost answer with parsecs. Drop the RS and you get space. But those are really units rather than unit. So
got
didn't
it.
Allow that one.
Okay, but more than 800 of you got the correct answer to the puzzle this week. Our randomly selected winner is Mark Wright of Tacoma, Washington. He's on the line now. Hey, Mark, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to talk with you because you and I went to the same university, right? UPS.
We did, UPS here in Tacoma.
University of Puget Sound, for those who don't know, it is not the postal delivery service. It is a really beautiful university in the Pacific Northwest. I had a great time there. And you stayed. You just said, Tacoma's a great place to live. I'm going to stay here?
Yep, with a short trip to Europe, a few years in Europe, and then back to Tacoma.
And how often do you play the puzzle?
Well, I've been listening to it off and on for 20 years, but I actually didn't submit an answer until 2 weeks ago. So this is only the second time I've actually officially played.
Congrats. Beginner's luck. Will Shortz is on the line. Do you happen to have a question for him?
Sure. I'd like to know how that ping pong tournament went.
Oh, yeah. You had a ping pong tournament the other week.
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask. We made it to the semifinals. That's the good part. But then we lost ignominiously.
Oh.
It was a good time. It was for a good cause. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New York City.
But still, semifinals, Will. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, with that, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Mark and Rachel, I'm going to name a category. You name something in the category whose first two letters are the last two letters of the category's name. For example, if I said vegetable, you might say leek or lettuce, because vegetable ends in L-E and leek and lettuce start L-E.
Oh, okay.
Here's number one, color.
Orange.
Correct, orange. Number two is metal.
Aluminum.
That's it. State.
Texas.
Texas and Tennessee, either one. State capital.
That's a hard one. I'm not. Albany?
Albany.
Great.
Excellent. Shellfish.
Why am I not? I'm not coming up with anything, Rachel. Can you help me?
Shoot. I don't. I don't know. I don't know. What is it?
I'm going to tell you guys it's shrimp.
Shrimp.
Of course.
Shrimp is a shellfish.
Painfully obvious. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Norse god.
Okay. My Norse mythology isn't fantastic.
Norse.
It is the chief Norse god, just as Zeus is the chief god in Greek.
Odin, is it?
Odin is right. O-D-I-N. Good.
Good.
Woolly animal.
Alpaca.
That's it?
Yep.
Language.
German.
Uh-huh. TV talent program.
American Idol.
Yeah.
That's it. Book of the Bible.
Leviticus.
That's it. And your last one is breakfast cereal.
Like a brand name?
A brand name. I have two in mind. One of which I ate this morning.
I love how that's supposed to be a clue.
I know, that's
really
no answer at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
trigger
AL,
the answer.
Why am I not thinking of anything?
All brand.
All brand, Kellogg's All Brand. And I had Alphabets this morning. There you
Alphabets.
Go.
That's the more fun answer and more delicious.
My favorite cereal.
I guess that makes sense, but don't you stress out? Are you always trying to like make words on your spoon?
No, I just shovel it in.
Well, Mark, well done. That was very, very good. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of cool puzzle books and games. You can read about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And where do you hear us, Mark?
At KPLU here in Tacoma.
KPLU, a fabulous station in Tacoma, Washington, serving that community. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Mark.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
Great. Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge is an extension of my on-air puzzle. Think of a category in three letters, in which the last two letters are the first letters of something in that category, and the thing in the category has seven letters. Both names are common, uncapitalized words. What are they? So a three-letter category, seven-letter thing in that category, both common, uncapitalized words. What are they?
When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.